Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4. The Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Thank God for love. You know, in the Old Testament, God required mankind to love him with all their hearts, with all their souls, with all their strength and their mind. In other words, man was supposed to love God with everything he or she had. But we couldn't love God like that. People love God half-heartedly. Humans were not giving their mind to God. They were not giving their strength to God. If they give their strength, they give parts. They don't give all. But God required that we should love him with all that we have. But because we could not do that, God decided to show us how to do it. And he showed us how to do it by sending Jesus Christ to come. Because Jesus is the only person who knows God very well. There were other prophets before Jesus. They knew God in a certain way. But when Jesus Christ came, he said that he was the only person who really knew God. He said that if you have seen me, you have seen my Father. If you see the way I carry myself and behave towards you, you have seen the way that God carries himself and behaves towards you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that God loves us with everything that he has. Because he told us to love him with everything, all our hearts, all our mind, our everything. Because he will not tell us to do something that he will not do himself. God is not a wicked God. If he tells you to forgive, it means that he is willing to forgive. That is why he is telling you that be like me by forgiving. So today I want you to understand that God loves you with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind, with all his heart, with all his strength. In fact, God loves you with all his holiness. God loves you with all his faithfulness. He will not rush in his faithfulness towards your life. God loves you with all his justice. God loves you with all his wisdom. Hallelujah. He will not keep any part of it from you. In fact, love is so fundamental to God that is the way that he expresses himself to us as humans. Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, God cannot help it but to release all his love to us. I want you to know that God loves you with everything that he has. In fact, the way that God expresses his love to us, sometimes you can misunderstand it. Because even sometimes when he is displeased with you, the way he expresses it is to love you. As for us, when you are displeased with somebody, you show it by denying the person blessings. As for us, when we are annoyed with somebody, you are not pleased with somebody, we show it by not greeting the person, by not doing anything good for the person. But God is not like that. I said God is not like that. Even if God is displeased with you, he expresses it with love. Hallelujah. Because that is how his basic nature is. Wonderful. So God expresses his holiness to us by loving us. He expresses his justice to us by loving us. Because God knows one thing, that love is the only thing that we need in order for us to live a loving life. God knows one thing, that love is the only thing we need to live a holy life. God knows one thing, that love is the only thing we need to motivate us and get us to live a committed life to him. That is why he sent Jesus. The Bible describes Jesus in Colossians 1:13 as the son of his love. In other words, God has love. In fact, more precisely, God is love. And his love brought forth to a son. And the son's name is Jesus. Can we all say Jesus?
Jesus?
The Bible says that he has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Hallelujah. That love is an unconditional love. Jesus' love is without any condition. But it is not automatic. You have to accept the unconditional love that he offers. Hallelujah. So when Jesus, who is his agape son, came around, he demonstrated love everywhere. All that he did was to show love. One such area was the love that he showed to the woman of Samaria in John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, Jesus encounters this woman who was a half Jew and half Gentile. This woman stands for all mankind. Because she had Jewish blood, she had Gentile blood. So she stood for all of humanity. This woman had had 5 husbands when she met Jesus, and at the time she met Jesus, she was single. has had five husbands. But Jesus didn't shun this woman. She had five husbands, just like humanity from Adam has had five husbands. Because in Adam we were married to innocence.
Now, Adam,
we call it a dispensation of innocence.
Yes.
It didn't bear the right fruits to God.
And now you are sure.
Then we got married to the dispensation of conscience. It didn't produce correct children to God. And then we got married to the dispensation of human government. You are in the time of Noah. And we didn't bring forth any correct thing to God. And then we got married to the dispensation of promise under Abraham. And that marriage too was not correct. And then we got married to the fifth husband called the law. Under the leadership of Moses. And the law could not bear forth any fruit to God. In other words, in our relationship with all of these issues and dispensations, God wasn't happy about the life of mankind. It didn't yield any better thing that God wanted from humans. So at the time Jesus met this woman, Jesus was ready to marry her. Jesus, as the grace of God, was ready to encounter this woman. That is why Jesus sat at the well called Jacob's well. Because in the Bible, well stands for generational blessings. If you see this well is a very big one. It is between 8 to 9 feet wide. And it is about 100 feet deep. If you don't know 100 feet, just think about 6 feet where we bury humans. Go ahead. And this well is 100 feet down. And it was carved in rocks. When I went to the Holy Land many years back to learn, I was surprised at the terrain altogether. Because the place is just rocky, rocky. But Jacob labored and dug this well with those dimensions I've given you. And Jacob sweated only for this woman, many generations to come, to just come and scoop water and just enjoy it. So what Jesus did was that he sat on the well. He was indicating to this woman who stood for all mankind that just as Jacob did, and he labored, he sweated, he struggled to dig this well, similarly, by the grace of God, I am going to go to the cross, and I'm going to do all the work, and I'm going to fulfill all the requirements of God. I am going to sweat. I am going to give my life just so that you and humanity can have blessings you did not labor for. Blessings and refreshment that you did not even think about.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That is how Jesus labored for us. Because he wanted to marry this woman. In other words, he being grace wanted to show grace to us, because he knows that it is through grace and through the love of God that we can bring forth the proper fruit to God. I want you to understand that God loves you. And everything that it takes for you to be blessed has already been done. You just have to believe the work of Jesus, that he has dug a well for you, that he has labored for you, that he was made poor for you, that he was made sin for you, that all our sickness was put upon him. And out of your belief, you take the appropriate steps as directed by him in order to scoop the water of his blessing and drink it undeservedly. Jesus showed love to this woman, because the woman wasn't loved by people. Specifically, she was not fine with the women of Samaria, and the women of Samaria were not fine with her. Actually, when the apostles who had gone to buy food, they came and saw her talking with the woman, they were shocked. And they were wondering, why is he talking with her? And this woman was on top, unkind to Jesus. Jesus just asked for water. And the woman said, how can you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for water? But Jesus was there to show her love. He began to pour love upon her. Things that were hidden from prophets, Jesus began to reveal to this woman. One of the powerful things Jesus showed this woman was that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He had not said this thing directly to even the apostle Peter, but to this woman alone. He shows her how to worship God. He gives her a prophecy that a time is coming and now is when these things are going to take place, and he says that God is searching for such people. One of the shocking things that Jesus demonstrated to this woman was contrary to the kind of principle he was living his life by. Jesus Christ revealed himself to this woman.
Wow!
If you look at Jesus' life, you see that sometimes you tell people, don't tell anybody that I'm the Messiah. He will heal people and he will say that, shut up. Demons are trying to say that you are the Son of God, you are holy, you're okay, and he shuts them up. Keep quiet. But to this woman, for the very first time, Jesus says, I who is speaking to you, I am he. He said, I am he. He says, look at me. You think the Messiah is coming? I am he. And the woman's eyes were open. She saw that no, Jesus was a special person. Because nobody has loved me like this before. It is because God is love that he sent his son to come and show our generation that although people have left you, five men have left you, and you have not brought forth any meaningful seed to God. Yes, till I, Jesus, by grace, I love you. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. I said his love is wonderful. He does everything. And we just enjoy the blessing. Even when we do not want his love, he says, I am found by them who did not ask for me. I said, behold me to a people who did not look for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is talking about you and I. I want you to know today before you go that it is because of this love of God that he says for us to have marriages. It is to tell us about the love of God. It is not necessarily to tell us about marriage. That is what I want the couple to understand. That is what I want all of us to understand. That we are existing because of the love of God. Because we cannot be married to the law. We cannot be married to human government. No, it has not served us well. It has left us. It is only by grace, it is only by the love of God that we can be fruitful unto God. That our minds can be fruitful and our thinking will be correct. Because many people, their thinking has been damaged. Because the devil has made us to understand that God doesn't love us. Because if God loves us, why is it that we are not married up to this time? If God loves us, why is it that I've been looking for a job for 10 years, 15 years, I don't have a job? If God loves me, why did my husband die? Why did my wife die? If God loves me, why does he bring these things to me? I want you to understand that that is not the work of God. All the things that I've mentioned, they are the work of the devil. He does the bad things And then he blames it on God. He tells that, don't you know God is in charge of this world? So all that is happening in the world is from him. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a lie from the devil. I want you to know that God loves you and there is no variableness with him. In other words, he doesn't love you today and tomorrow he hates you. And then you do something maybe tomorrow and then because of what you did, he begins to love you. The love of God is perfect. The love of God does not depend upon you. It depends upon him. Otherwise, you can control God. But God cannot be controlled by anybody. The Bible says that who has given him advice? There is nobody who can influence God. I want you to understand that God is love. That is why he brought his son to us. And in our text, he said that love suffers long and is kind. When our Lord Jesus came on earth, you must understand that earth was not his environment at all. The Bible says that he left his throne in glory and he put on human flesh and came among us. He didn't feel at home around us. He didn't feel at home among us. I'm talking about this earth. This earth was not his home. He belonged to a different environment. But because of the love of God, he came into the sin-filled environment. And for somebody who didn't know sin in his nature, that was enough torment for him. That was enough for him to say, let me go back. But he suffered long. For 33 years he was with us. And in all the times of his suffering, he was not annoyed at us. That you people, if you hadn't gone to sin, if you hadn't gone to sin, like I would be in glory. No, Jesus didn't complain. He was suffering long in this human body. This body that was prone to sin. But our Lord Jesus was still kind. I said he was still kind. He was still loving. The Bible says that he went about doing good and healing us. Healing us if even we didn't believe in him. Do you know he didn't require for anybody to, as it were, worship him before he blesses him? When you want a blessing from him, he doesn't say that come and give an offering before I can look at the seed, because God, you have to give a seed before the blessing will come. Jesus didn't say that. He loved us without condition. We didn't need to put anything on the table to kick his blessings into our lives. Because God is love. And the way Jesus lived his life and related with humans, it is the same way God shows his love to us. Hallelujah. Jesus was wonderful. He suffered for long on the cross. Yes, till he wasn't cursing from the cross. He was on the cross for about 3 hours. You try lifting your hands, not upwards, but sideways. Try doing it for 30 minutes. You can be the greatest soldier on earth. I tell you, you cannot do that for 3 hours. Especially as there is pain inside from the nails. Jesus hung on the cross for us. He suffered long, yet he was kind. That is not human nature. Human beings, when they suffer, they start looking for the person who caused the suffering in order to blame the person, in order to curse the person, in order to pray some wicked prayers against the person. But that is not our sweet Jesus. On the cross, he prayed that, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. On the cross, he said that, my mother, go to this man, he will take care of you. On the cross, he said that, daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Cry for your children. Hallelujah. On the cross, Jesus was kind. The Bible says that when he suffered, he threatened not. Some of us, when we suffer, we are full of threats. He said to the people, do you know who I am? Do you know the degrees I have had? Do you know the position that I have? Who do you think you are? And then we will be walking towards the person and pointing our fingers to the person. I want you to know that nobody suffers long and is kind.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.